Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brad Gulden. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to first and has Jackson trapped. There's the throw to Chappas, who tags Jackson for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chappas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden bunts towards the mound. Trout settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Dent moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Garr goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Goulden and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Chappas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Chappas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goulden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Tiant drops the ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden is 0 for 1 in the game. Goulden strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orta. The throw from Goulden and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Goulden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle pinch hits for Brad Goulden. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards Orta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Naran now catching. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Chappas is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randolph moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randolph moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randolph scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Proley now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.